Saints 42-14.
65, Cole Maichek with the tackle for Ubley.
USA just inside the right hash, working right to left across your radio in Ubley, Michigan, here on a beautiful summer night. Even with a little bit of a wide point differential, everyone's just hanging out. There's a snap. And it's a handoff right up the middle, keeping the head low, and he's all the way out to the 33-yard line before forward motion is stopped. Number 27, Seth Gangler.
71, Scott Shepard, first on the scene, getting a credit for that tackle.
As a 5-yard gain for Gangler, who actually is stepping out of the game right now. And now faced with a 3rd and 3 is USA from their own 33. With 3:33 left in the fourth quarter. USA player on the far sideline getting worked out. In these hot summer nights, you have to worry about cramping up because of dehydration. And it's a handoff around the left side to a new man, number 20, Ryan Millerwise, the junior. He's out for the first down. He's all the way out to the 43-yard line from the 37.
67, Sawyer Messing makes the tackle.
That's Sawyer Messing's fourth tackle on the night. Now brings up a 1st and 10 situation from the 43-yard line of USA with 3:10 going. Clock continues to wind down. It was a 10-yard gain for Millerwise there. From the 33 to the 43. 1st and 10, T formation for Lindenberg. Hands it off to right up the middle to his third option. Gets out to about the 45. Number 20, Millerwise. Actually, Milky, number 22. Second and 8 coming up.
71, Scott Shepard in on the tackle for Ubley.
And 71, Scott Shepard actually just came out for Ubley. He looks tired. He's been in the trenches all night long.
And battling away he has.
USA, we're waiting for the back judge to put up his hand, which means 10 seconds. When he starts to signal by the second, that means there's 5 seconds left, and there it goes. There's the snap, trying to take as much time off as possible. And Ubley with the tackle for a loss way back at the 41-yard line. Millerwise was the ball carrier, and he is trapped with a loss of 5 on the play.
Number 17, Freddie Pallas makes his first tackle of the night.
With 1:51 left in the fourth, the clock continued to wind down with 3rd and 13 facing for USA. Taking their time up to the line. Brendan Ballard just looks massive out there compared to the rest of his line.
He stands one whole helmet above everybody else.
And it's a handoff right at the middle. Almost looks like to Millerwise once again. He's back to the original line of scrimmage, plus 2 more yards out to the 45-yard line. That's a gain of 4 yards for Millerwise. Brings up a 4th down with about 70 seconds left in this one. 4th and 8 coming up for USA. They've converted on every single one they've been faced with tonight.
Evan Block made the stop there for Ubley on the last one.
And that would be his 5th tackle. 54 so far for Ubley on the night. 3 tackles for a loss of 7 yards. 4th and 8, 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. And they're now showing the punt. That's one way of calling a punt, I must say. It bounces at the 30-yard line, bounces back to Kabowski at the 22. He's out to the 35, to the 40. We have flags flying all over. He's midfield to 45, inside U.S. territory, down to the 42. More than likely, this one's going to be coming back.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a block in the back on the Bearcat side of the ball. That's going to bring this play back quite a few yards. Looks like the handkerchief out at the 33-yard line.
And the play would have stopped otherwise at the 42 of USA. The officials still talking this one over with 25 seconds left in the fourth. The score 42-14, USA leading Ubley in Ubley, Michigan. It's a hold on the kicking team. A first down for Ubley. Did not expect to see that, Dave.
Holding on the Patriots. Yeah, that is an interesting call there.
Holding on the kicking team, which would be USA, last I checked. So now they actually march off 10 yards from the end of that. So from the 22 to the 42.
First and 10 for the Bearcats.
36 yards just became 46 yards for Kabowski after the 10-yard penalty for USA. It's a handoff right up the middle to number 23 for Ubley. Did I see 23 out there?
23, the ball carrier for the Bearcats. Brought down by Miller Light.
Cody Klee, the new ball carrier for the Bearcats.
And a new number as well for us. With 16 seconds left, gets the first down. He's down to the 20-yard line. First and 10 for the Bearcats. It's a handoff once again to 23, Klee. And he's all the way down to the 10, which is another 10-yard gain. And 3 seconds left. The clock has stopped momentarily. And it looks like Ubley is just going to let the clock wind out. So final score. Oh, hold on. They're calling a timeout.
Hunter Streeter in on the stop for the Patriots.
And Ubley calls a timeout with 3 seconds left to talk this one last play over. We'll stick with you here, Dave. What exactly is Dave Coffin? Is this a learning moment for the whole team?
Absolutely. No question about it. He wants to run one more play. He wants to give his guys a little more, some free practice here, so to speak. He wants to get another play in, live game against a real defense, not his own defense he puts out there. And it's just a little more experience for right under center. And some of his younger guys here, like Klee, for example, had a couple of really nice runs. I don't think he's done looking at some of these younger guys. They keep running that hard, especially Klee. You know, maybe there's some carries for him in the future.
Five different players have carried the ball for Ubley so far tonight for 267 yards rushing. Not bad.
That is a nice day on the ground for the Bearcats.
And it's almost a shame that they only have 14 points to show for it.
That is hard to believe.
Both touchdowns coming from the freshman Derek Brown, the freshman running back. In the fourth quarter from Harbor Beach, it's Harbor Beach 55, Bannocks nothing. That's actually a final score. Final play here from Ubley. Wright hands it off to number 23, Klee. He's down to the close to the 5-yard line, a 5-yard gain, and that is the final play in regulation. Final score, USA 42, Ubley 14 on WLEW Sports. Stay tuned, folks, for the post-game show brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance. We'll be back after this. Final score from Ubley, 42 USA, Ubley 14.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery, bow, and arrow or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Don't miss the 21st annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 8th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 8th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank,